you love Southeastern college football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio on Rock 105, SEC at its best. Join Chris Goforth and legendary Georgia Bulldog tight end and former NFL pro Randy McMichael each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105. They'll get you ready for SEC football game day. Check out our website at collegefootballradio.com. Built by Avalon Design Studio, a production from the Whitfield Media Group.
This is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Hello and welcome to Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download. This is a podcast about health, fitness, and bodybuilding. You'll hear from many great guests and a lot of great conversations. This podcast began in conjunction with the 2020 Chattanooga Fitness Expo at the Tivoli Theater in Chattanooga, Tennessee. However, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we've had to reschedule the Chattanooga Fitness Expo for June 2021 at the Tivoli Theater. More information is to come about our event at a later date. And now it's time to get started with download number 10. I am Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group, and joining me is Chattanooga's very own IFBB pro bodybuilder, Matt Davis. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good to be here again. Number 10.
Yeah, can you believe download number 10? It doesn't seem like, in a way, it seems like we've had more, but in other ways, it seems like, when did we do them all?
Right, exactly.
It doesn't seem like it's been that many. So, but hey, today is going to be something a little bit different. But before I share what that is, because it's going to be a little different download than what you and I have done so far. Just wanted to get an update from you. Of course, you live the fitness world every day at the train station and training men and women. You and your wife have a lot of clients, and I was just wondering how's the temperature out there, so to speak, with folks with COVID-19? Do you feel like people are becoming a little more relaxed in the fitness center there and people coming back more?
That's something I've talked about a lot the past few weeks, because I am the busiest as far as personal training hours that I have ever been in 20 years.
Really?
Wow. And it amazes me. And maybe it's a combination of a lot of things, people that were shut out of the gym and locked down, and maybe they're just itching to get out and do something, and that's working out. Maybe part of the narrative of, this is something that has affected our health, and it's even leaves people that are not healthy even more susceptible to this virus. Maybe that's part of it, and they're looking to do that. But it's been a really good rebound for me and Julie as well. And we've been really, really busy, but it's been really exciting. Cause a lot of people are excited and have passion. And it's kind of one of those things, we used to see it where, January would roll around after the holidays and everybody's fired up to get back to working out. So it's kind of feels a little bit like that.
How would you describe your demographic at the train station?
Oh man, we really have from A to Z. I think right now the youngest person I'm training is he just turned. No, I take that back. I have an 18-year-old. I have a couple of 18-year-olds. I actually have a 16-year-old that comes with his father and his mom sometimes, and he's one of the most consistent people I've had, over the last couple of years. And he started when he was probably 13, and then all the way up, I have a couple in their 70s, that are just and. They're obviously not people that are interested in bodybuilding competition, but I have to brag on them because they've been with me for many, many years, and they get regular checkups and regular blood work. They're always in great health. They haven't had any kind of accidents or falling, and they're strong for any age, but to be in their 70s, they're really strong. So it's really from A to Z and everybody in between. Men and women.
So you work with clients that are wanting to compete in competition, and then I guess clients that just want to live a healthy lifestyle.
Right. And I present it to be all the same goal, just people are different points on the spectrum, so to speak. So somebody may come to us initially. We have this happen all the time. And they just want to feel better, get healthier, trim a few pounds, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And they realize, hey, I'm enjoying this. You know, what's the next level? Well, then we talk about, okay, well, we can add this or do that. And they just kind of progress through that, where the time comes where they've seen some of the other people competing and they think, wow, you know, I feel like I'm doing most of the stuff they're doing. And many times they are. So they try, you know, they make that commitment to do that last 10% or whatever it is. And mm-hmm. they wind up on stage somewhere. So that's kind of a, you know, and that's the way I promote it. It's much better if it's kind of an organic development for competition. Mm-hmm. So, but that's also what makes it a lot of fun for me.
Well, that's great that it's the busiest you've ever been, because there's a lot of businesses out there that can't say that.
Oh yeah. We're so blessed and fortunate to be in that position. So like I said, I can't exactly put my finger on why that's happening.
Maybe
now.
It's because they're listening to the Chattanooga Fitness Expo download.
You know, it's funny. I just told Julie and I were talking about that, and I told her, I said, it's all this, I've turned into this gigantic media mogul.
Media marketing guy.
And everybody's just hearing me on the airwaves everywhere. Yeah. So, yeah, but I'm sure that plays a role, no doubt, because I do get a lot of good feedback about the podcast.
Well, you know, our buddy Ed Jones has the Holistic Navigator, and then he hosts Vital Health Radio, which is a part of the Whitfield Media Group. And it's been a huge benefit and asset to his business, both podcast and the radio show, because it's a resource for education.
Right. You know, and one thing I feel like I've been more successful with the past few years is just networking. You know, mm-hmm. You and I, you mentioned Ed Jones, and there's many other people that I've developed relationships with and things like that. And it's interesting how a lot of us like-minded people kind of find our way to each other, and usually produces something pretty good.
And then all of a sudden you find out Chattanooga's really a small town after all.
It really is. Yes.
And of course, I live on the east side of town in the East Brainerd area. You live up in Hickson, and I think you and I shared this thought a while back. It seems like Hickson so far away from East Brainerd. And you said, well, that's the way we look at it in Hickson. East Brainerd's so far away. But, you know, we're just down the road and from one another. And the health and fitness and bodybuilding community is very alive and well here in Chattanooga. We're very blessed to have a city that the interest and the love and the passion for health, fitness, and bodybuilding is as strong as it is.
Yeah, and I think we have a lot of ambassadors for that. I mean, I would put people, our enthusiasm and our quality of competitors and you know, the different trainers and instructors around town up against anywhere in the country. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the goal I've always had, is we're also settled right here in the heart of chronic disease here in the South. I mean, you look at you know, the rates of heart disease and diabetes, and we're right here in the capital of the world for that. And so
you're right,
that burden, you know, I feel really falls on people like myself and some of these other health and fitness instructors and experts. So hopefully part of what we're doing together will bring this community together, and you know, we can start making a difference that's impactful.
Well, when you explain it like that, that just reminds me that there is a lot of opportunity for business for guys like you in the Chattanooga area. So everybody that's in the health and fitness world of health and fitness centers and gyms and places like that, everybody's competition with one another, but there's plenty of business to go around. There's plenty of people in need.
There's no doubt about that. And you know, it's kind of a mission, you know, on our part of it, to kind of bring this to the world and help people understand and find their niche in fitness. You know, mm-hmm. That's really what it's about.
Well, you're right, Matt. And of course, that is what Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download is about. We're a podcast. It's about health, fitness, and bodybuilding. And you and I have discussed, you know, off the air that, hey, we want to make sure that we don't lose vision of this podcast to where it's just all about bodybuilding, because that's the world that you and I have such a passion for. We want it to be all of what I just described a moment ago, health, fitness, and bodybuilding. And we're going to have a guest joining us here in the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga studio in just a moment. And that is Nicole Griffin. She is with Echelon. She is an instructor and the media brand representative. And Matt, I understand that this young lady is full of energy. So I don't think we're going to run out of anything to talk about.
Hopefully not.
And this is going to be a topic that you and I are not too up on. It's the world of fitness has also changed and went along with technology. Now all of a sudden there's spinning bikes that are connected to a tablet or iPad where you go online and you're actually being hosted by an instructor, possibly in another city or another part of the world, and you're also on there competing or riding in this class with hundreds of other people. So we're going to be learning all about that.
Right. And again, that's another piece. The big picture is, you know, hopefully everybody listening to this has working on finding their niche, and maybe they haven't found it yet. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's hopefully what we're able to do is give some inspiration and motivation to people to just get out there and find something. You know, there's so many different things that can be beneficial to your health and to your fitness. So, you know, hopefully that's what we're bringing.
And if you got, for you guys out there listening, you definitely want to hear what Nicole has to say, because a friend of mine that's a friend of mine in the gym, his wife does not feel comfortable going into a gym atmosphere. However, he purchased one of these bikes not long ago, and she has become addicted to it. Now he's got her into the health and fitness world like never before. So for those gentlemen out there listening that maybe you've got a wife at home and you kind of feel guilty sometimes because you're spending so much time in the gym and she absolutely has no interest in it, this may be a tool that you may want to consider. So we're going to get all the details from Nicole about that. So we're going to take a break. We come back, we will be joined with Nicole Griffin with Echelon. We'll give you all the details about what she has to offer. We've got all that plus more to come. For Matt Davis, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Are you feeling tired, out of shape, and unhealthy? We've got the radio show for you. Hi, I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
And I'm Dr. Christopher Green, medical doctor with CHI Memorial.
Join us each Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
for Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
We're a radio show about nutrition, wellness, and healthy living.
Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, provided by Avalon Design,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. I am Sean Whitfield, along with IFBB Pro, Matt Davis. And Matt, we are about to have a conversation with a lady that's joining us here in the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga studio that's on a topic that... you and I probably just know enough to be dangerous. We enjoy cardio and we do our fair share of cardio.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know a lot about this?
No, very little. But you know, I have done my share of cardio, obviously.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Of course, anytime you get ready for competition, you're doing more than you're
doing a lot. Actually, this year I've done more cardio this year than probably ever before.
Yeah.
Just for. Yeah, we had that spell where we couldn't go to the gym and couldn't do anything. And so I've actually been doing a lot of bike riding outdoors, and that's the one that I enjoy the most.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it helps me stay consistent on that.
Well, and I've seen your wife post a lot of photographs on social media of y'all hiking.
Yes.
So that's some pretty tough cardio. I'd say you probably hike quite a few miles, don't you? When y'all go?
I just go wherever she picks out. So
wherever she tells you.
Right.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about something that's a little different for Matt and I, and we're looking forward to having this conversation. And our guest today is Nicole Griffin. She is an instructor with Echelon and media brand representative. Nicole, welcome to the program.
What is up? How's it going?
We're doing great. Thank you for joining us. So to start with, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we've got plenty of other questions to go along with it.
All right. I am an instructor. I've been a cycling instructor for 13 years.
Okay.
And I actually started, when I first moved to Chattanooga about 15 years ago, I started with different boot camps. And this is just to get into shape. And I lost 40 pounds and then just kind of hit a plateau. And then I discovered cycling. And I found this one cycling instructor that I absolutely loved. And I followed him around to three different gyms. And then finally, I think before getting a restraining order, he finally suggested that I should try and get certified and become an instructor.
Wait,
and
he got a restraining order?
I'm
or
just
you
kidding, because I kept following him around everywhere.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, Nicole, stop following me around. How about you become an instructor? Because I just became obsessed with it. I fell absolutely in love with it. Uh-huh. And just the music, the room, everything, the energy behind it. And so I became an instructor. And so I've been teaching cycling for 13 years now. And I teach boot camps and strength classes online too.
Well, was that at a time period when cycling wasn't maybe as big as it is now?
Yes, it was actually, it was in studios that I would follow him around. So okay. I don't believe it was as big. There was the classes, but it's not the phenomenon it is now.
Yeah.
The cult following.
So tell us about the company. I understand you're a representative for Echelon.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what you do for them exactly.
So I'm one of the instructors and I've been there pretty much since the beginning. And so if there's different fitness conferences like you guys were talking about with the bodybuilding, I'll go to the fitness conferences and talk to customers and explain that to customers and just help people with the bikes and setup and just kind of getting started with fitness in home.
Now, are you a representative for the corporation or are you like a franchise? Or you work
for
a franchise?
Oh, no, for Echelon. So I work for Echelon.
Okay. Because I saw on the website that it showed there was a location here in Chattanooga and in Miami Beach, Florida.
Yes. So we have two studios where at-home riders can come ride with us. And we just opened up the Miami studio in January.
Okay. Well, tell us how it works, because we're kind of thinking it's more than just going to a studio. With today's world of the internet and everything you can do virtually, is that kind of the direction this
goes?
It is.
So I can talk about this all day.
Looking forward to it.
People, riders, buy the bike at home, and then we have live classes that we teach several times a day. There's one every half hour between our Chattanooga studio in Miami. So people from all over the U.S. can ride live all together. But then we also sell bikes in Mexico, Australia, and the U.K. now.
Wow.
So that's pretty, it's really cool to me seeing people. I teach a 7 p.m. class here in the States. And then I have people who challenge each other to stay up in the U.K. It's midnight in the U.K. And they challenge each other to take my class. And it's so cool to see them on the leaderboard and cheering each other on. So it is such a community. And these people have never met each other. They just ride together and start this kind of friendship with exercise and cheering each other on. It's like I have goosebumps right now. I do. It makes me so happy.
So for someone out there listening and they've seen that late night commercial for Brand X, it's called Peloton.
Mm-hmm.
Is your product very similar?
Never heard of it.
Well, so I only know a little bit about it.
At home fitness, yes, that is. But one thing that we pride ourselves on at Echelon is that we are relatable. We're real people, real instructors, and approachable. And we have moms, dads that teach, people who are very passionate about it like me and made a career out of it. So I think that it's more approachable and not just a facade or a look that you're going for. It's actually fitness for people who are training and want to fit this into their real life. We're being realistic about it.
Okay. So if Matt and I jumped on a bike and we decided to take one of your classes, what would we expect? Or would we expect when we got done with your class, we would have to have a hard time walking?
No.
How tough is it?
It depends on which one. So another thing that's cool is we have classes from 10 minutes all the way up. I teach a 60-minute class, but then we also have 90-minute classes too. So you can kind of choose your own adventure. And there's different types of classes too. So there's low impact, there's power classes, strength classes, speed. So it really depends on what you're looking for the day. But you're talking about walking funny. I mean, that when your legs get strong enough, I know it's different muscles that you use. I mean, you guys know that.
So describe exactly what it's like. I mean, is it going to be like pedaling up hills? kind of paint the picture a little bit.
So I'll paint the picture of one of my classes. So in my classes, I'm very passionate about music. And so a lot of my classes are very rhythm based. And so we will race during a fast chorus and the build up with the music build, and we might add resistance. So you control the resistance on the bike. So if you're having an off day or you're not feeling it today, you can always back down the resistance and just hang out and just, you know, loosen up your muscles, heat in the body, and just kind of take it at your own pace. But if you're in it, so we speed down mountains, we climb up hills, valleys, there's different HIIT classes. So you can really take whatever you need from the workout too. You'll know from the instructor how the class is categorized, what you're getting into, low impact, or if it is a HIIT class. So it just depends on.
So if you're a real competitive person, you could actually be competing with someone on the other side of the country or even on the other side of the world.
It blows my mind. It seriously does. And watching people, I think it's really neat. People who reach out to me saying that they just bought a bike and, you know, I'm taking my first live class, you know, and they get really excited about it. And then after weeks watching them, weeks seeing them climb up the leaderboard and get stronger. And it is such a confidence boost. And it's cool for me to watch, even if they don't know I'm watching, you know, or seeing it. It's cool for the instructor too, to watch people kind of open up and find that confidence that they didn't know they had inside.
Wow. So how many classes do you do a day?
It depends. So Mondays and Fridays are my busy days. I teach, six and seven classes. But for them, I teach
and each class is for how long?
It depends.
Okay.
So I teach 19 classes a week, but it's a mixture of strength, rowing, and we just started on the rower too. It's similar to the bike where you have an instructor leading you through the classes. So I teach rower, strength, and on the bike.
You ready to go up against her, Matt?
Probably not.
On the rower or on the bike?
Neither.
I think it would be really cool. We keep talking about it, having all the instructors, Chattanooga and Miami, everybody all on the leaderboard together. Oh my gosh, I think it'd be really cool. And we're all one big family. So a lot of the instructors will take other instructors' classes and, you know, kind of mess with the riders and stuff. So it's a really cool community.
So when you look at the leaderboard, how many names are going to be up there? About how many people are in each class?
It depends. I mean, usually
what's a low and what's a high?
I would say, average is probably about 100. And it just depends on the time of day. Because 2 p.m., 4 p.m., those aren't going to be such hot hours, you know, but yeah. 6 p.m. on...
It's kind of like prime time in a gym.
Exactly. But it's so wild. I teach 8 and 9 p.m. on Monday nights, and that's all West Coast. And it's wild to me, the reach that it has.
Well, I noticed on your social media on Instagram, you had over 10,000 followers. So now this is all coming together because you have friends all over the world.
It's wild. I know. I can't wait to go. After COVID is over, I cannot wait to go on a trip and see all the riders go see some.
So one of the locations is here in Chattanooga, and I guess that's where you're based. How does that work? I guess someone can get a membership and actually come to your studio?
Mm-hmm. So, yes, we have two options. So for people who do not have a bike, it is just, it's like any other gym with classes. So it's a studio gym. So we don't have free weights or anything that you can do on your own, but it's all class-based. So you can do the strength classes, rowing, or biking in studio. Or if you have a bike at home, you can come ride in the studio for free. So we have a lot of people traveling and making Chattanooga a destination to come visit on their vacations. I've met a lot of at-home riders that way too. And it's kind of a cool experience where with them, you know, I get excited to see them on the leaderboard all the time. But then they're actually in class and be able to kind of mess with them a little bit is really neat.
When you have a class that's maybe at a peak time, how many people might possibly be in it?
Right now, before COVID, we had 42 bikes. And so, we would have plenty of people, but now we only have 8 bikes just with the 6 feet distance.
I didn't word that correctly. As far as the entire country or world, how many would you have in a class?
A couple hundred. It just depends.
Because I know you said on the low end, it could be around 100. I didn't know if you might have several thousand or something.
And so all of our classes too, they go on the app for on demand. So I have multiple classes that have thousands of riders that take it later. If it's not the right time or they sign in a little bit late, they can take it later and all those stay in the library.
So to own one of these bikes, what's the process? How much does something like that cost?
$1,200 for, that's for the bike with the screen. Mm-hmm. That's the most expensive version. That's the EX5. And then they go down in price from there, $1,000. And it depends. If you want to use your own iPad with it, you can get away with it for about $1,100.
That's a lot less than I thought, because a friend of mine has the Brand X. Mm-hmm. And I think he told me his wife paid like $2,800 for hers.
We're about half the price. And don't quote me. I should have looked at the exact prices before, it's right around there.
So for everybody listening, this is just estimates that Nicole's sharing with us. So
and that's the,
don't hold it to her.
And there are different versions too that you can get. And the EX5 is my favorite. That's the newest that we have. And that has the big screen actually attached, and you don't have to worry about your own iPad. So that one's my favorite. And I want to say $1,200, $1,400, right around in there.
Yeah. So do you have like beginner classes
or
advanced classes? So there's, I guess, different levels.
Mm-hmm. So tomorrow I teach a recovery ride, and I kind of joke with people, recovery ride or AKA story time. And so I'll reach out on social media and ask people what they want to hear about. And so last week I told the story about my absolute first cycling classes, and just, it was a mess. I had this disinfectant wipes all over my face, and I walked into the bathroom and I had bubbles in my hair still. I was so sweaty and I didn't bring a towel. I was grabbing disinfectant wipes from the side. And so I told that story. And so it kind of, so we have classes like that where you just stay, it's almost like a mini endurance where you're just moving, just kind of warming up your body. But then we have classes where you need a day to recover in the best possible way.
Oh, I bet. So, and you do this full time.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand in your title's media representative. What do you describe there? How would you describe that title?
So I would do a lot of the Instagram and the social media side of it. Okay. And then going to fitness conferences and representing if there were newspaper opportunities, or, you know, we would do a lot of local events too. And so I'd go to the events, set up and talk to people.
Do you ever have any bodybuilders in there? And then they look like they're about to cry before leave.
My favorite are firemen.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Because they brag before they
got
get
a cocky
in there. Oh,
attitude.
Yeah. Totally cocky.
What about cops?
Not that I can remember. I know I've had a handful of firefighters that I know for sure.
And I guess those are the ones you enjoy breaking the most.
You have no idea. And then, you know, it is wild to see, too, how many people impress you not saying that you don't think that they'll do well, but you just, you know, you want to make sure that you help them and they just show off. And it just, I don't know, it's really cool.
Yeah. Do you ever have any riders that like need medical attention at the end of your class?
Oh my gosh. So I have been teaching, I've been coaching now for 13 years, and I have not had one person puke in my class. Oh. I tell them all the time, this is all I want for my birthday, only thing I want for Christmas, and no one will make it happen still.
Wow.
Maybe my birthday's in September, so Sean's fingers crossed.
Sean's ready to sign up.
Perfect.
For that.
I keep joking, I'm going to give people chocolate milk before class, maybe. Something to make my dream come true.
Well, of course, it would be a gift to you, but anybody else, they'd probably be totally humiliated. I go down on the record books of being Nicole's first to
you get a free T-shirt.
Wow. But it'd be in the comfort of your own home too, so you know it's you could keep it to yourself.
Well, that's true.
Maybe it's happened and they just didn't want to tell me.
Yeah, they didn't.
That's way to get my hope up. Thank you.
They didn't admit it.
Right.
So, well, is there anything else about Echelon that we should know that we didn't cover?
Well, the rowing is fairly new, and we're actually launching a treadmill coming up pretty soon. We're starting to record that. And another thing I'm really excited about is family-friendly classes. Uh-huh. So on the app, they're 5 and 10 minutes long. And I just recorded a bunch of those last week. I love being Aunt Nicole and seeing kids and starting early. It's not intense. It's not hard, but it is getting used to stretching, moving your body, and knowing that it's not a punishment. It's fun. It's a reward. You get to hang out, you know. Mm-hmm. So kind of having the body positivity. So I'm really excited for those to hit the app too.
How much time do you spend with weights? Because you look like you work out as well.
I do. I do work out too. I teach a couple of classes a week.
Okay.
Or on that too. And then I work out on my own also.
Yeah. So weight, I didn't know if you spent much time working out in weight training, that kind of thing, or if it was always just doing the bike stuff.
I do. I mix it up. Not bodybuilding, but.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Matt, is there anything you've got on your mind that we didn't cover that you're interested in knowing about?
Well, I think it's good to put this information out, because that's one thing I'm constantly talking about with our clients, because when we talk about cardio, we're obviously coming at it from a, you know, general health. And then when you get into the competitive part, it's all about fat loss. Mm-hmm. That might be the hardest component in the world to try to get people to adhere to, because the first thought they have in their mind is, let me go walk on the treadmill and stare at the wall or stare at the, which mm-hmm. I despise, by the way, which, you know, if you ever come to our gym, we don't have any stuff inside because
I was thinking a lot of yours was outdoors.
Just because I personally despise walking on treadmills, mm-hmm. but doing something that's inclusive to where, you know, mm-hmm. there's a lot of things like this, you know, CrossFit does a great job of bringing people in and include them, and you feel like you're a part of something. And, you know, so I think the more things like that, that we have going on mm-hmm. that can bring people in and, you know, have a fitness lifestyle, you know, it's that's really what it's about. And yeah. and hopefully if we haven't learned anything through this pandemic and how it relates to how poor health that we are in as a country, mm-hmm. you know, these types of things will resonate with more and more people.
Yeah, very well said.
There's been so many times that people, when they come to the studio or they reach out, they talk about how they thought they bought an exercise bike, but they actually get a community that comes with it. They get a cheering squad, and that's so cool. I mean, the same thing, walking on a treadmill or doing your own thing, or I'll just do my own class. You miss that. You miss what the instructor says. You miss hanging out with your friends. Even if it's all virtual, it is accountability that you didn't realize that you needed. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
In your 13 years of teaching classes, is there one success story of a client that really stands out in your mind? Maybe they came in and they were dealing with diabetes and they were big time overweight and you've just completely changed their life.
I've had several weight loss stories like that, but I think what I was just talking about is the community that people have. And yeah. so during the whole, I mean, everything that's going on with COVID, I had people reach out to me saying, thank you so much for calling my name on the leaderboard. That's the only time I've heard somebody say my name in days. Hmm. Oh my God. It seriously would bring me to tears because, I mean, we're all dealing with this differently. And I was so lucky to still be able to record and teach classes. When I would see that light, even though I don't see people's faces, but when I would see that light come on and the leaderboard fill up, it seriously was like I'm hanging out with people again. I'm single, I have my dog, and so I mean that was all who I was hanging out with besides the people on the leaderboard. So they were reaching out to me and thanking me, riders were, but they had no idea. They got me through the hardest couple weeks too.
Well, your energy level is impressive in this studio. I can only imagine what it's like in the studio actually doing one of your classes.
I have lots of classes. Yeah. Come check it out.
We'll have to do that. And I'm assuming 1400 Market Street, isn't that near the Choo Choo?
It's inside the Choo Choo. So you go right past the check-in desk and there's Echelon.
Okay. So is it inside the hotel portion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm familiar with the Comedy Catch and Songbirds is, and I wasn't quite sure where.
Right in the front door, and yes, it's right next to the check-in desk. Okay. Can't miss it.
And if somebody wants to get more information, where should they go online?
Just Echelon Fit, okay. Or they can find me on social media too, and I have a link on my Instagram and Facebook.
Okay. Well, Nicole, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story and giving us an education, because I know a lot of our listeners are like Matt and I. We've heard a little bit about this, but really didn't know all the details. So this is great information. And thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right into the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Pennzoil Racing Radio on Rock 105, presented by Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. Also, check out PennzoilRacingRadio.com, built by Avalon Design Studio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. I am Sean Whitfield along with Matt Davis. And we just ended our conversation a moment ago with Nicole Griffin. She is with Echelon. And interesting conversation, Matt. I think we both could agree. We learned a whole lot of information we did not know very much about.
Yeah, and it's always good to see, regardless of what world somebody comes from, you know, for them to have such a passion for what they are doing and what they're talking about. I mean, that's the part that resonates with me, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, I've always tried to be not very dogmatic about, you know, whether you work out this way or that way or do this exercise or that exercise, but just have an enthusiasm and a passion for it. And that's always impressive.
Yeah. Well, and as you get older, as we get older, I think you might agree that you start to look at life a little differently. I know when I hit the 50 mark not long ago, suddenly my perspective on health and fitness started to change a little bit. Have you experienced some of that?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, for the past 5 or 6 years, I've probably tried to emphasize, you know, health above, you know, some of the other stuff. There was one time where I just wanted to be the biggest person around and that was it. And I'm going to lift all the weight and eat all the food. And that's all I really cared about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've definitely had a shift in mindset, but you know, a lot of times those things work well together because it's mm-hmm. also made me a better bodybuilder and a better competitor as mm-hmm. well as trying to be healthier. So, you know, there again, not being closed minded to there's only one way to do things. And I think a lot of people wind up being guilty of that. They get in their one lane and they're very closed off to other ideas.
Yeah, very much so. And so we're happy to have shared the story from Nicole today about the Echelon product, because this is just another form of healthy living. So we encourage you to check their website out. It's echelonfit.com, echelonfit.com. And you can purchase their product online. And if you do, you can get a discount with a discount code that for hearing Nicole share her story today. And that discount code is EFNG2020. That's EFNG2020. I'm going to say it one more time if you're needing to get an ink pen or a notepad. EFNG2020. And you can also follow Nicole on social media at NicoleGriffin.fitonline, I believe, is the rest of that. So we encourage you to check that out. All right, Matt, any final words before we go? And also, too, if you would, let folks know how to get in touch with you or Julie at the train station if they want to come check out your services.
Social media, again, is probably the best. So I'm just Matt Davis, IFBB Pro on Instagram. Julie is at Figure Jules. So she has much more popular social media than I do. So I'd encourage people to, you know, maybe look at that first. but Facebook, Matt Davis, Julie Davis. And there is a train station Facebook, apparently, that I just became aware of. So we can get messages through that. I guess that's been going on for a while, and I didn't know about it. But so there is
your marketing department did.
Right. So, you know, there again, I've often changed my Facebook titles, you know, put occupation on there. I'll put janitor or professional painter or cleaner or room organizer. And, you know, so I've tried to do all those things, but apparently haven't been right on top of the social media very well.
Yeah. So if you're someone out there and you're a woman listening to this podcast and you would like to seek the services of a female, Matt's wife, Julie, would be an outstanding choice. So she can put something custom together just to fit your needs. So we encourage you to check out their facility. That does it for this edition of Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download. Continue to listen to our podcast as we'll be bringing you more great conversations, guests, and topics in the world of fitness, health, and bodybuilding. Go to your favorite podcast platform, search Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download, click on the subscribe button for all future podcasts. For Matt Davis, I'm Sean Whitfield. Take care of yourself and each other. Thank you for listening.